Veterans and people with mental illnesses could be the first beneficiaries if Medicaid is ever expanded in Tennessee. That's the biggest proposal from a group asked to find a way that'll satisfy both the Obama administration and state legislators. WPLN's Chaz Sisk has the details.
Much of the plan looks like Ensure Tennessee, Governor Bill Haslam's failed effort to expand Medicaid. There are financial incentives for people to get healthier, co-payments, and penalties for those who don't pay their share. But Crossville Republican Cameron Sexton says his group's proposal might just win over GOP lawmakers. That's because it would start by covering some of Tennessee's toughest patients, veterans and people struggling with substance abuse or mental illness.
If we can help these people get back on their feet, get better health care, and get back into the workforce, then that's a huge success.
That's as many as 140,000 people. Sexton says if his group's proposals work for them, they should work for other low-income Tennesseans. And if the program fails, Sexton says there's room to discontinue it or scale it back. Michelle Johnson of the Tennessee Justice Center says she'd like the program to do more, but after more than a year of inaction, she's willing to accept any progress.
I'm glad that they've thought a lot about this issue and that they've heard the people, and now it's time to make it happen and make it happen quickly.
But there's still a lot more to do. Federal authorities have to sign off. The task force hopes that can happen by the end of the year, which would let state lawmakers take up the plan in the spring. For Nashville Public Radio, I'm Chaz Sisk.